The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We now live in a world where we are glued, even obsessed or addicted to our smartphones. So it's not surprising that a study done recently by Content Square found that over two-thirds, that's about 72% of total web traffic here in the Asia-Pacific region, came from smartphones in 2020. That is up 16% globally from 2019. The 2021 Digital Experience Benchmark incorporates global Content Square session data from some of the world's biggest brands. The study also found that in the Asia-Pacific region, the luxury sector dominated mobile in 2020, 80% of the industry's visits originating from a mobile device. Following closely behind were the telco and financial services insurance industries, which had smartphone users make up 73 and 72% of all online visits. But despite the increase in total website traffic, the research also revealed that only about half of mobile users bounce after viewing just one page. So does this show that the attention span while browsing on a smartphone is, well, short? Let's find out more because we have David Boschler, the managing director for APAC Content Square, joining me on the phone lines right now. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Timothy. How are you?
I'm doing good. One of the things that jumped out at me while introducing this segment is that more than half of mobile users bounce back after just viewing one page. What exactly does this mean?
Yeah, I had the same shock, in fact, and I've been in the industry. But I think it means that, as you mentioned in the intro, that our attention spans are really, really short. I like to liken it to the old days, which I look forward to getting back to, of walking through the shopping mall at Ion and passing by a storefront. We don't walk into every store, do we?
Window shopping is a thing of the past now, I think.
It is. Well, it's changed. It's moved to our phones, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So we're window shopping on our phones, and we don't always walk into the store. What this means for brands, and I mean that virtually walking into the store and moving on to the next page.
Mm-hmm.
What it means for brands is we need to really put focus in what we're doing online, particularly on mobile, to get people to take that next step.
Okay, now that we're talking about attention spans here, just looking at the social media platforms we've had since, what, 2008, we had Facebook. We had blogging before that, which was a big thing. Then we have Facebook and Twitter. And the more we move forward, it seems the time we spend on each page is getting shorter and shorter. Like a 15-second video seemed to feel too short before, but now it could be long for some people.
It's so true. I mean, you just have to look over the shoulder of your kids. And I watch my 12-year-old going through online. And I don't know, he's on Instagram, on my older 17-year-old,
mm-hmm.
liking everything he sees. And I haven't even had a chance to read it, you know. So, look, I think what's really interesting is we're talking about a demographic that's growing up online. That's true.
Right.
But the other trend is there have been so many users over the people listening today that have gone online that never did online before, right? In some industries, that's a massive increase of, say, 300%
right.
going and shopping online. So it's been quite fascinating. And what I think that means is they've been forced to go online, forced to try shopping and realizing, hey, this is actually pretty convenient. So I don't really think we're going to be able to put that genie back in the bottle. You know, even though we can go back online and we're all looking forward to the fresh air, we're still now going to stay online for some things just due to the convenience.
But how do you keep the attention span online then?
A really interesting question. Look, I think one thing, let's compare online, since we've been doing this, compare online to the brick and mortar shop.
Mm-hmm.
Walking by that storefront window, seeing something I like well enough and then going into the store, well, what do you have in the store? You have brand ambassadors there. They're helping you. They can see that you're struggling. You don't know what shoes to try on, or you're there because of the ad, but you can't find the shoes you want. There are people there that recognize that struggle and help you out.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we emulate that online? Well, Content Square focuses on that. We're a digital customer experience analytics platform. It's a mouthful, right? But what it really means is we understand where people are struggling, where that friction is, and we point that out to brands so that they can provide excellent experiences online as they did offline.
Okay, I'll tell you what I like. I would want to go into an online shopping portal and sort of filter out my size, shoe size, for example. Let's just say shoe size, so that all I see are the ones that are available now in my size that I can look at instead of looking at hundreds of shoes and then only to find out my size is not available.
That's a great example. So you should work in digital. That's something that we've seen in many of our brands. In fact, we have one brand talking about shoes, Clark's Shoes, and that was exactly a problem. They had every little which way. What's your foot width? They had a lot of different ways of people picking shoes, but a lot of them was clutter. It was distracting.
Right.
So we did what you're suggesting based on data. But now it's because what you just mentioned is a hypothesis or a hunch or something you'd like. But it's better when you have data to back up that is, in fact, causing a struggle and getting in the way. So in their case, we were able to streamline the problems like that. And in fact, it led to $4 million additional revenue in 4 months, $3 million, sorry, in 4 months.
So you are helping these companies make it even more convenient for shoppers to stay online and use their platforms.
Yeah, exactly. I like to say we're creating a better customer experience, but the success of that is based on, you know, the people talk with their wallets. They talk on their lifetime loyalty and how often they come back. Mm-hmm. And we see really big improvements in conversion, as we call it in the business. Conversions when people focus on that customer experience.
So Content Square recently completed a $500 million Series E fund round led by SoftBank Vision Fund 2. So what does this mean for the company?
Well, I think I want to start what that means for industry.
Okay.
I mean, that shows that it's a response to what's happened in the last year, I believe. Mm-hmm. That digital marketing's really been pushed like into the spotlight. So it's all about brands finding better ways to understand customer behavior and improve their website. Now, for us as a company, I mean, it's a great pat on the back. It's recognition that SoftBank's foot trust in the market leader. And the way that we're looking to do that is to expand and innovate and help our brands that much faster. So what it means physically is we're looking to hire an additional 1,500 rock stars over the next 3 years.
Okay.
Locally here in Singapore, where we have our head office in Singapore, by the way, head office for Asia. Mm-hmm. So we're doubling down. You'll see a lot of job postings coming up for our APAC headquarters in Singapore and our other offices around the region. So it's a very exciting time for me as the lead for Content Square in Asia.
One last thing, David, before I let you go. You mentioned customer experience or CX improvement. What is the trend that you're seeing as we move to the next stage of this? Now that we have gone past what 2020 can do in terms of online commerce, where is customer service heading?
Yeah, I think I used the phrase of it, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Mm-hmm. I think now people are expecting to have these experiences. They expect to be treated well online, just as they were offline. So for brands, that means a real focus on mobile, a real focus on customer experience. But it also means things like the digitization in everyday life, like going down to a hawker center in Singapore and being able to pay with my phone. I mean, that's life. I feel like we're living the future. Mm-hmm. And that's just going to continue to accelerate. So it's about a mobile-first environment and great customer experiences.
All right. The new mindset as well for many businesses. Thank you very much, David, for sharing your insights on this. David Boschler is the managing director here in the Asia Pacific for Content Square here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.